It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we're talking about your favorite movie of all time.
Back to the Future?
Yes, because on Disney Podcast, that's often what we talk about is Back to the Future.
Sure. Let's do it.
No. I will try to find some Back to the Future stuff for you. But your other favorite movie, your favorite animated movie.
Tower of Terror starring Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, that film.
The obscure, I've never seen it, but I know they sell the heck out of it at a Tower of Terror gift shop.
Just don't. If you watch it for free on the Disney Channel, there's your fun fact.
Can you just tell me one thing about that movie?
If I can remember, it has been a while.
Is it based on the attraction?
Yes.
Okay, that's weird.
Yes. Yeah, okay. but in a not at all in the way that you would expect it to be. So,
let me continue to answer your question in a hilarious comedy way.
Okay, yes.
Megamind.
Yes, Megamind.
Minions.
Is also
Boss Baby. My favorite animated movie.
Not recording Boss a Disney Baby. Podcast with you anymore because you don't even know what Disney movie we're talking about.
Oh, we don't talk about DreamWorks films? Dang.
No, Jeremy, we do not talk about... Well, I guess that we could because there's the guy at DreamWorks. No, we are off topic, dude. We're getting back to your favoritest of favorite Disney animation films, which, of course, is Frozen, right?
Oh, yeah. Also, my favorite attraction at Epcot.
Yes, I know. You sing Let It Go all day, every day. When you're not singing...
at work.
When you're not singing, do you want to build a snowman? Do you like ever knock on your boss's door and try to sing? Do you want to build a? You should do that. You should do that tomorrow. Everybody, there's your fun. There's your other fun fact. You should do that to your boss. Okay.
Do you want to take my job away?
Okay. So, fun fact regarding Frozen. So,
Frozen.
For those of you who don't know, Frozen is based on a classic
true story.
Yes, definitely a true story. No, a story that was written by this guy named Hans Christian Andersen, right? And he was Danish, which is why
I love Danishes.
Yeah, which is why it's in Norway, and that's why it's all Norway, because that totally makes Frozen all about. Anyway, oh my gosh, so hard to get one fun fact out. So It's based on this story called The Snow Queen that was written by Hans Christian Andersen. And Disney did go ahead and pay a little bit of a tribute to Mr. Andersen in their film Frozen. So my question to you, Jeremy, is what was the tribute that they paid to Hans Christian Andersen in the movie Frozen? And thus you see it in the attraction for Frozen. You see it for every... So it ties to the movie. It ties to the attraction. It's an all-around tie-in for you.
Is it what's that guy who runs the trading post?
Oaken?
Yeah, is it him? Big Summer Blowout? Was the book about Big Summer Blowouts?
Yes. He basically is essentially Hans Christian Andersen reincarnated. No, it has nothing to do with Oaken.
The book is some sort of sales manual.
Yeah, while that could be a nod to Mr. Andersen, no, that's not where, and no, not the Matrix movies. Let me just go ahead and cut you off right there. It has to do with Frozen.
Is there like a special tree?
No. It's okay. See, you're making it too hard because you have the guy's
is it snow. It's you, snow. Isn't
yes,
it?
It's definitely snow. You have the guy's name, right?
Yeah, Hans. Oh, is it that's the spoiler alert, the bad guy, right?
So you've got Hans, but that's not it. That's not all of it. You've got part of it because Hans is definitely Hans Christian Andersen's first name as well.
Uh-huh.
But let's go ahead and add a few more names and let's say Hans, Christoph, Anna, Sven.
Uh-huh. Huh.
Yep. So Hans wow. Christian okay. Andersen or Hans Christoph Andersen.
That's funny.
So there's a nice little nod to the guy who wrote the story that Frozen was based on. And like I said, it applies. You can be standing in line for the attraction and you can still pull out that fun fact because Kristoff Anna and Sven are all there. So I don't think, is Hans there? No, I don't think so.
I apologize that my reaction may not have been what you thought, but that like was a serious, like a mind blow.
I was about to say your mind just kind of like halted at that point, didn't it?
My bean got freaked on that one.
Oh, are you hiding under your desk because your bean is so freaked now?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My bean.
So I think that does it for this fun fact, as long and roundabout as the trip may have been to it. If you have a fun fact,
can we say that we started recording way too late. Everything 2 hours later than we normally do, so we're a little punchy.
Yep. This is a late night fun fact. If you have a fun fact, though, that you'd like to share with everyone, and you know what? Maybe you even want to write the script for it so that we get to the point for you pretty quick. You can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. You can let us know on Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast. Or you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.